Well, the Red Cross is fully focused right now on life-saving operations, which is the norm after such a major earthquake. In this case, this means reinforcing emergency health services. The hospitals that are still functioning are completely overwhelmed and turning people away. So we need to get in additional personnel as well as field hospitals and medical supplies. So this is a major, major priority for us right now. Additional to that is supporting the search and rescue operation. As I mentioned, it is about saving lives in the first 48 hours. Notwithstanding the massive recovery effort which will be required in the weeks and months ahead.
Is it known yet the extent of the damage?
My colleagues on the ground are telling me that the extent of the physical damage is quite devastating. The infrastructure is massively affected, particularly the roads, the warehousing, our own buildings. The airport and the port are not yet fully functional, and even if they are, there'll be massive obstacles in terms of getting the road network back up and running. So this is the obvious physical damage which we can see right now. In terms of the human cost, it'll probably be another 24 or more hours before we have a true picture of the impact of this earthquake.
You mentioned the importance of time. Why is the first 48 hours so important?
The first 48 hours is extremely important because this is when people who are trapped under the rubble can hopefully be detected and rescued, and as well as emergency attention given to the wounded so that the wounds that they have incurred because of the earthquake do not become life-threatening. So this is a very important window in any earthquake situation. There's also the aspect of psychosocial and trauma support, which is very important in this case because the population of Haiti have had no previous experience, in living memory at least, of such a major earthquake. So the population is very dazed, very confused, and really in need of massive international support at this stage.
Haiti is a very poor country. How much has the Red Cross been able, how big an operation do you have there anyway before this earthquake happened?
Haiti is indeed it's reputedly the poorest country in the Northern Hemisphere. It's also a very disaster-prone country, normally weather-related disasters such as hurricanes, floods, mudslides. So because of this, we do have a significant presence on the ground working with the Haitian Red Cross, working with the Haitian authorities in disaster prevention and preparedness. So we do have mechanisms in place that can kick in to respond immediately to the most urgent needs when such a disaster strikes. We also have many colleagues from other Red Cross societies, particularly the American Red Cross, who have a significant presence on the ground and are already operational in partnership with ourselves and the Haitian Red Cross.